From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name. It's good to have you joining with us, and I hope you'll stay for the next 15 minutes as we let the Bible speak. May I just take a moment to encourage any who are listening in, and as yet you're not saved, you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, but you would like further help from God's Word, do feel free to make contact with us. The contact details will be coming at the end of the broadcast today. And now here to Let the Bible Speak is the Reverend Roger Higginson.
Now, for the last time, in the near future anyway, we're going to be turning to the book of Amos. It's chapter 4 and verse number 12. This is our fifth study in this little text of Scripture. Amos chapter 4. Verse number 12, the last part of the verse, just the last seven words. The prophet Amos speaking to the people of God in his day and generation. He exhorts them, his countrymen, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. We started this study a number of weeks ago by just making reference to the motto of the group that call themselves the Boy Scouts, and their motto, very simply, two words, be prepared. Be prepared. And in life, to do anything of note, anything worthwhile, anything that will accomplish something, we need to be prepared. And how much more do we need to be prepared in that spiritual sense? Life is short. Eternity is forever. Life is uncertain, but eternity is sure. And what we weave in time, we wear in eternity. Everything we do is preparation for eternity, positively or negatively, ignorantly or knowingly. We are preparing to meet God. And here in Amos chapter 4, the prophet Amos is warning the people that judgment is just around the corner. They have drifted from God. They've got away from the old paths. They've rejected the law of God, rejected the word of God. But they're still going on with their religion and their form of godliness and the outward form. Just an outward shell that was empty inside. There was no substance to it. And God had called them through different prophets to repent and to return unto the Lord and to seek him while he may be found. But they wouldn't do that. And so Amos comes along and he tells these people, listen, judgment's coming. You're on the brink of judgment here, and you would need to prepare to meet God. And in time, friends, today, we are in the brink of eternity. The psalmist said, there's a step between me and death. David said that. Just a step between me and death. And therefore, it's so important to be prepared to meet God. We have asked a few questions about this text. Why must we prepare? Because it's a certainty. It's a solemnity. It brings accountability. It denotes responsibility. Then we asked the question, who must prepare? Well, the answer to that was very simple. All of us. Every one of us. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. How must we prepare? Is it just up for ourselves to prepare in the way that we want to or the way that we think's right? No, the Word of God lays down the terms and conditions upon which God wants us to prepare. Regeneration, being born again. Recognition of the claims of Christ and the cross of Christ. Repentance, a turning from sin and a coming to God. Reformation, the outworking of these things, a change in lifestyle, a change in nature that results in a change of behaviour. Then maybe even restitution, putting things right that we have done wrong. And of course, that leads us into this wonderful relationship. But the last question that I want to ask about this text of Scripture, prepare to meet thy God, very simply, when must we prepare? Now, if you study Amos as a book, and you study this chapter and chapter 4, and you study verse number 12 or text, you will notice that conspicuous by its absence, there is no particular time mentioned for this visitation of God upon Israel. He doesn't say you need to prepare to meet God because he's going to be coming next year or next month or next week or even tomorrow. The tense is there, you must prepare to meet God now. The thought is that their meeting of God, the judgment of God upon the nation, is imminent. It could come at any time. It could happen at any moment. And so it is with us. We could stand before God at any moment. We could be ushered out of into eternity at any moment. Years ago, there was an old Scotch minister who had just gone to a new parish. He was quite an eccentric minister, and he was a saved man, and he was trying to get round his congregation and speak to them about the things of God. And one of his congregation members owned a shop, or worked in a shop, in the town that this man had come to minister in. And so one Monday morning, he decided he'll go and visit this worker in his shop. The worker was just going about his duties, whatever it was a quiet sort of a day, and the minister sprang in through the door with a little bit of noise, and the man in his congregation working in the shop kind of looked at him in a startled manner. And the minister said, "Did you expect me?" And of course the man hadn't expected him, and he just said, "No." And then the minister says, "What if I had been deaf?" And with that he turned on his heel and out of the shop he went. And that left that shopkeeper thinking, "I wasn't expecting that minister. I didn't invite him to come. I didn't ask him to come and see me, but he came when I wasn't looking for him, and I didn't expect it, and I wasn't prepared." And likewise, someday death will come, and I mightn't be looking for it. I mightn't be asking for it. I mightn't be expecting it. And death could come just as suddenly as that man bursting through the door of the shop. And that was ultimately the thing that led that man to Christ. You're not promised another day. In fact, if it was the Lord's will, you could be taken from this scene of time before this broadcast comes to an end. And are you prepared to meet God if that should happen? Since this broadcast started about 7 or 8 minutes ago, who knows how many people from this world, from this country, maybe even from the town that you live in, have gone out into eternity. Were they prepared to meet God? Will you be prepared to meet God? You see, you could meet God at any moment, just a step between me and death. "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." God holds your very breath in his hand. Daniel said that to the king Belshazzar. He says, "The God in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified?" And that very night Belshazzar went out into eternity. And he wasn't, as far as we know, prepared to meet God. We don't know when we will meet God, just as with the Lord's return, of that day and hour knoweth no man. But if he came now, would you be prepared to meet him? You must prepare now. You must be ready now. The Bible says, "Choose you this day whom you will serve. How long halt ye between two opinions? Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." It is time to seek the Lord. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Come, for all things are now ready. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. My spirit shall not always strive with man. Whenever the Bible speaks about salvation, it always speaks about it in the present tense. The Word of God knows nothing about putting it off and putting it off and getting right with God whenever you want, because tomorrow is not your own. And yet some of you have sat for years knowing this, sat for years in gospel churches, sat for years under this radio ministry, and still you're not saved. And to not be prepared is to be ill-prepared. And to be ill-prepared is not to be prepared at all. And so you must be prepared to meet God by trusting in Jesus Christ, repenting of your sin, and believing the wonderful message of the gospel. Years ago, in America, a young free black man in the colonial states was a musician. He was a violin player and also played the French horn and went around the ballrooms of Charleston, South Carolina. His name, John Marrant. He was an unconverted man and was just living loosely as he pleased. And one night, John Marrant, on the way to another venue, saw a large crowd gathering outside a church. Such was the size of the crowd that the church couldn't hold them all, and the crowd remained outside the church. And as he stood wondering why there was such a large crowd, he heard a crazy man, he described, hollering inside. John Marrant decided, "I'll push my way in, I'll get through this crowd by fair means or foul, and I'll break up the meeting." And he didn't know that the preacher was George Whitefield from England. And as Marrant made his way into the church and started walking up the aisle towards the pulpit, Whitefield pointed at Marrant and thundered out the words, "Prepare to meet thy God." John Marrant fell to the ground, unconscious. And whenever he came to, whether it was a minute or two later or a little bit longer than that, we're not sure, but he came round, and when he came round, Whitefield was still preaching. And he says every word that Whitefield said was like a parcel of swords thrust into me. He was carried to a side room where Whitefield, at the end of the meeting, looked through the door and seen him lying there and called on him and said, "Jesus Christ has got thee at last." And for 3 days, John Marrant neither ate nor drank. And Whitefield's associates came and visited him, and they prayed with him. And one man came in particular and prayed and prayed and prayed. And he kept asking Marrant, the first time he spent the season in prayer, "Do you feel any better?" He says, "I feel worse." Prayed with him again the second time. "How do you feel now?" He says, "I feel worse." Prayed with him again the third time. And as he was praying the third time, God spoke to John Marrant's heart, and God reached out and God saved him. And John Marrant became a dramatic preacher throughout North America, because he realized that night at that meeting in South Carolina that he wasn't prepared to meet God. Be prepared.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.